Thank you. much.
Just do your best and leave the rest to God. So I know my supervisor was horrible.
at the end, even on the day of my Viva, it was a battle. We were quarreling. My year head didn't want to help me, but now I know that God didn't want him to take the day.
Amen.
I said to that, I said, well, he said, you've done your best, just leave the rest. And I had concluded in my heart that I was going to repeat, you know, and I left it. I just finished the Viva. I was so upset, and I just left it. I set my mind towards, you know, starting all over again this year. And then a month later, I emailed the assistant yearhead and said, can you give me my timetable, please? I need to plan my holidays with my kids and everything. And he said, I didn't even go back to look at it. 2 weeks later, I was browsing through my emails, and I saw a reply from her. She said, what are you talking about, Jimmy? What holidays are you planning? You already have your MBA last month.
Amen.
My second testimony is truly a testimony. My place of work, it's an amazing place, but you know, things happen there that we usually don't realize that it's God's miracle, what he does in that place. Never go to work without a prayer. I never start my work without
Amen.
In God's hands. This particular day, I closed the shift. I saw a client at 6 p.m. and one of the rooms, we have an electric blanket on the bed just to make the fans comfortable. And she complained that it was way too hot. So I said, well, you finished the treatment, so, you know, there's no need for me to turn it off. And as I was closing, I forgot to go upstairs to turn off the blanket. And I was opening the ship with the business in the morning. And when I opened the door, the smell of smoke was burning. What's going on? I quickly ran upstairs. I checked the other room. Ran upstairs, and the bed. There was smoke rising from the bed. Big smoke. I screamed. I threw out the blankets, threw out the towels, threw out the, you know, the linen on the bed. The whole blanket was burnt. Two heavy towels. There were 500 threads there. They were burnt. The small linen, the fine linen you put in the window. It didn't burn. The smoke was rising, but God refused the
choice. Amen.
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 The last testimony is about a client. She's a very lovely lady. She comes in every time. Once every 2 weeks. Myself and the other girls, we always say to ourselves that there's something eating this woman. We wonder what it is. She never likes to talk. We always like to force her to talk. And then last week in the gospel, what the pastor was preaching about who was the poor and how he spreads the word. I put that, I keyed into it. And to my surprise, on Tuesday, when I resumed my shift, Emma was my first client. She was so pent up, I decided not to say anything to her. Just let her be. And then I forgot what I said, so it triggered something in her. She said, I am so worried, I'm so stressed. This life is so unfair. I don't know why God has given me such a burden. I have two disabled children. You know, I don't have enough of rest. And she said, now I think I am very sick. And I said, why? She said, I'm so afraid to have Parkinson's. I think I have Parkinson's. I said, how can you declare that on yourself? That's not true. And she said, why do you say that? I said, because I know that. Jesus said we should see our body as a temple of God.
Amen.
And she was true. And she said, no, Joseph, not now. My daughter banged my head with the door just before Christmas. And since then, I have this terrible pain on the side of my head. And she said, last month, my husband told me, did you not realize that you are shaking your head like this, you know, every time? And she started crying profusely. So I held her and I said, and the Spirit just overtook me. The gospel that the pastor preached last week just came up.
Amen.
Didn't know when I start saying, do you have Christ in you? Do you know that God can relieve you of all those things?
Amen.
I know you have two disabled children, but have you asked Jesus for help with your children?
Amen.
He has not given you as kids, he has given them to you to mind. He has the host of angels. And she said, what are you saying? I said, do you have Jesus? Do you know Jesus? He said, I burn candles in church, I pray to the angels. He said, I know that's good, but do you have Jesus?
Yeah.
I said, Right now, if you believe in him, say these words. I can't even remember. Tell you what I am saying. Yesterday at work, she came in. Her daughter was having a treatment, and I saw her. She was vibrant. She was happy. She was ecstatic.
Amen.
Amen.
I didn't realize you have an appointment today. I said, no, everybody's having a treatment. I said, my daughter. I said, oh, really? And truly, there was a disabled girl in the next room. She was having a treatment. She was so happy. And I said, wow, that's great. And she said, guess what? I told you I was going to go. I passed my test in 5 colors.
Amen.
And she had seen her GP, and the GP told her she had herpes.
Amen.
My deep in prayers, Ima's case dropped into my spirit, and I said, what are you doing in my prayers, Ima? Time now. At 2 a.m. in the morning, what are you doing? Well, God told me that I have to share her story, and I have to thank him
properly.
Comes. Let's sing that song, Meeting in the Air. But before we sing it, I like what our sister Jovi encouraged. It's good to testify always. You know, on Friday night we came here to church. And we were planning to come for a long time. But it was not coming up because there's always you tired. Let's go for a night. So, now Max, myself, and Brother David Jr., we all had agreed we're coming. But there were a lot of obstacles coming for the other people to come. You know, like Sister Lillian wasn't well. You could see the sisters, they weren't well. But me, I like to come just brother, so we can switch the light off and pray. Even my children at home, when we pray, we switch the light off. Because that's how I like to pray. That's how when I was young, when we went for all nights, one brother would switch the light off and we'd pray. And we'd really get into prayer. But once we went pray here on Friday, we listened to our tape, we started our message. You see, we're all tired. And then we listened to the next tape, then we prayed again. Then whilst we were praying, we prayed just a short prayer. And Sister Lily, she wouldn't stop. She was going. And when she carried on like that, you know, brothers, I'm not talking to boast. If I boast, I boast in the Lord. But I'm sincerely telling you, it's good to have times like that in your life. Because I had times when people took me by the hand spiritually. And they went with me to pray. The pastor sometimes would go 4 days fasting. And I remember he would even crouch. He wouldn't be able to walk. They took me. Someone took me. So it's good to take others. Amen. So when we were like that, Sister Lily carried on. She carried on. She carried on. Then we all got back into prayer. And there was such an atmosphere in here. It was so nice. Yeah. You know, you could feel like it was like the Lord just, you could feel the presence. But me always, I remember one pastor said, When that happens, look and see if there's something. So always, if I pray and I feel, I look to see it, but I close my eyes and continue to pray. But we had such, I was so tired on Friday, and we were so tired. We had such a blessed time. Amen. Yesterday we had such short, because Brother David Jr. and Brother Max were at my place. We had short rest. We had a blessed day. Amen. It was such a nice day. That's why I really encourage young brothers and sisters.
Amen. Maybe,
why are you young? Try, like the pastor used to always teach us, give 1 day to God. Amen. In the week. Give a day when you really just get yourself into prayer consecration. Because even in the old church, Brad Chesler, many times when he rings, he says, brother, I need some advice concerning what? I'm preaching, said, brother. You joking for brother? He says, no, brother, you used to pray with me. I like to call you. But I can't help you, but I'm not a preacher. Mm-hmm. You see, but he remembers from the times we used to go to pray. And there's many brothers we went to pray with. There's Brother Kingsley, there's many brothers. But that's why I encourage the saints. When you have time and you can come pray, our prayer in Zimbabwe, our church in Zimbabwe, there was always someone in the church. Everyone had keys to the church. Get a key, ask the pastor, can I have a key to the church? And come lock yourself in here and put yourself before the presence of the Lord. Because it doesn't only bless you, it blesses the saints. Amen. That's all I want to testify, because the sister testified. Let's sing that meeting in the air, and then we'll sing the song for Sister Joan.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's go into the air.
For some more research in the upcoming. How many believe me? God. And always he goes along with the children and he directs the footsteps of the righteous. Let's bring this request before the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, this request before they came, Lord, it was kept behind the door. Your children, Lord, believe that in God they will receive from you. And so this morning, Lord, your church of God, your children with one heart, Lord, and with one faith of God, we commit this request, Lord, into your hands.
Yes.
The challenges that our precious brother is facing in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Oh yes,
you have broken through every challenges, Lord.
Amen.
This morning we believe that, Lord, the challenges are over.
Amen.
And our precious brother shepherd, Lord, oh Father, we look at the Calvary.
Amen.
When you said it is finished, and you said by your stripes we were healed, Lord. Oh, we send healing, Lord, your way
yes.
of healing to our precious brother.
Amen, Lord Jesus.
Believing that this hour, even our brother is
healed. Amen, yes. Jesus. Yes, Lord.
And Father, we commit our precious brother Joel also into your hands.
Amen.
As he goes, Lord, grant him the wisdom, Lord.
Yes.
Grant him the knowledge, Lord. Father, we pray that all the research he is looking for, Father, you open them to him, Lord.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we commit, O Lord, even remembering our pastor also, this moment of power.
Yes, Lord.
And our precious brother Wilmo, oh, how
yes,
nice, Lord, to see him giving testimony to the glory of God.
Amen.
Bless them, O God, even the saints that are gathered all over, east, north, south, and west, Lord. We know that you are the omnipresent God.
Amen.
Jesus, Lord, you feed your children, O God.
Yes.
Father, also that, Lord, even this moment, O Lord Jesus, as we stand before you, O God, Lord, we are turning to your word,
yes,
your
Lord.
Word of life that you have preserved for us,
yes,
O God. In this day, Lord, you have given us a prophet, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we commit the reading of your word into your hands.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, you bless it, O God. Lift
Amen.
It up and let food in it, O God. Oh, Father, that's what we need, O God.
Yes.
That we will be fed this morning.
Amen.
Because, Lord, we know no one comes to your house and go back the same.
Amen.
It's a day that seek after your righteousness, O Lord.
Amen.
They that test, O Lord, they shall be filled, O God.
Amen.
Fill us this morning in
yes.
the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. We pray with all thanksgiving. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Before we read our scripture this morning, we want to welcome our visitor, Bongi, Sister Goodness Prime.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Visitor, huh? You are a child of God.
Amen.
God will bless you.
Amen.
Amen. As we are standing, let us turn to the reading of the word. We turn to Isaiah 7. Isaiah chapter 7, we read from 10 to 15. Isaiah 7. Moreover, the Lord speak again unto Ahaz, saying, ask thee a sign of the Lord thy God. Ask it either in the deep or in the heights above. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, neither will I tempt the Lord. And he said, hear ye now, O house of David. Is it a small thing for you to weary man? But will he weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Butter and honey shall he eat, that he may know to refuse the evil one and choose good.
Amen. Oh Lord, give us this morning this butter and honey. Oh hallelujah. That we will refuse the evil and always do good. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, bless your word. You will be seated. In Jesus' name. Amen. And we have a topic this morning. I will give you a sign.
Amen.
Amen. I will give you a sign. And when you look into the dictionary and look for the meaning of sign, the dictionary actually gives something quite close to scripture. Amen. It said, an indication that something exists. An indication that something exists.
Amen.
Something is happening. All may happen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See, the dictionary meaning is quite close to scripture. Amen. That is something that exists. Sign. Something that exists. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
All is happening. Amen.
Amen.
All may happen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And so you see what? Today, tomorrow, and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Something that exists today. All is happening. Praise the Lord. All may happen. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And in the message book, Super Sign, which was preached in 1959 in Jeffersonville, the prophet said, people have signs, and we live in a world of signs. See? And he said, man has tried to achieve certain signs. Man has tried through his scientific research. Man has tried through his scientific research by his own achievements to make a sign that will be an astounding or a memorial in his intelligence of how great he is or what a mastermind he is. See, he's done that down through all the years. See, man wants to what? Show a sign to prove something that he is what? An outstanding someone. Or to show that his intelligence is what? Is a mastermind. Praise God. That he has done it through all the years. So the prophet gave one example. We are going to look about three examples here. Their scientific what? Research and scientific what? Science. That they want to what? Give to the world. Amen. And so, he said, for instance, when the marine intelligence of the world, you know marine, as a, it goes with what? Ship, the sea work. When the marine intelligence of the world some less than 100 years ago decided or they thought they were so smart that they could give the world a sign, amen, of their cunning craft. That they could what? They could build themselves a ship. That there could be not be a wave big enough to sink it.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
See, man always wants to do something that God has already done. Amen.
Amen.
To go of one, only one ship.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
That as many that were in, oh, glory be to God.
Amen.
Nothing could what? Touch them.
Mm.
He
You know that sheep I'm talking about.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Are you there, Jeremy?
Amen.
Amen.
As Noah's sheep, Noah's ass.
But you see, man also says, I want to build water sheep.
Amen.
That even no worm can sink it.
He wants to divert what attention to himself now. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
And so, they call this certain ship the Titanic. And it was a lasting memorial to the world that a great art of shipbuilding has come to what? Perfection. Oh, they want to prove. Amen. That shipbuilding has come to what? Perfection. That they want to show the world that this ship could not be sunk. So with all the safety upon the intelligence of the builders, see, all the safety they could all think of, their speech and talks and scientific proofs. So even before, maybe the ship, before it was built, they met all these scientific brains, bringing their what? All their knowledge to bring them together. Praise the Lord. That's what the prophet said here. Their speech and talks and scientific proofs that this ship could not be sunk. And when things were presented to the people, they seemed to rest assured that everything was all right. Rested assured that this ship, everything was all right. Said, as long as their scientific research says it's okay, rest assured on man's. Amen. And I look for the meaning of research. Because of that, I took my dictionary and said, I want to look at the meaning of research. Praise the Lord. And this is what the dictionary told me. It said, the study of materials and sources in order to establish fact. In order to establish what? Fact. And reach a new conclusion. Oh, praise the Lord.
Hey.
And I want to ask, as the scientists, have they been able to reach a conclusion?
Never.
Have they been able to establish a fact so that there wouldn't be no more discovery?
They are still working at it.
My brother, my sister, today the books, scientific books, and all your theories, give them 5 years to come. They have to change something.
Amen.
Because they will discover another something.
Amen.
To improve upon what they have already done.
Amen.
Or they will discover something that will be contrary to what they have already done.
That's right.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Those books, oh man, but that is the one book.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
From the time it was written.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nothing has been added.
Amen.
Nothing has been taken away.
Amen.
It has been the same.
Amen.
Yesterday.
Amen.
Today and forever.
Amen.
Scientists are changing their books every what? Every 5 years. Oh my. But there is one book. Amen.
Amen.
There's no need to improve it.
Amen.
Amen. And that book is a book of prophecy.
Amen.
Amen.
So they said the prophecy of that book is without any word, any private interpretation. For the prophecy of this book is that it came not by the will of man.
Amen.
But to holy men. Oh, praise God. As they were moved by by what?
The Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God's word. God writing his word. And then the sign says there is no God. Amen. Ah, but Joe is going to make a research, huh? Amen. And there are junior over there, they are making research all the time. Standing 24 hours in laboratories. Amen. They will research and research, and your grandchildren will come and research and just throw away your own research. You will never come to an end.
Right.
Praise the Lord. Amen. You'll be looking and looking because God is eternal.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Every time they discover another thing. And then they say there is no God. My brother, my sister. Let's look at something here. He said, so they were crossing the sea, the ocean with this ship on his voyage. And it was what? The maiden voyage. The first voyage. Do you know that? Titanic. It was the only, it's maiden voyage. From Southampton, we were going toward US. That was the first time the ship was traveling. Amen.
Amen.
And finished so secured. Very secured in a man's God wants to prove them something. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Finished secured that there was nothing could harm them. And then they throw a big drunken party. Ah, that was what? Even a sign to them that things will not go well. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, instead of what? Probably looking for an evangelist who wants to be preaching to the people, an opportunity to gather the people all the way preaching to them, they organized what? A drunken party. And all the women, and the women above, maybe many of them, I might say, became drunk. And even the pilot and the captain, and all of them. It was a sign to them, and they never knew it. And the band began to whoop the jazz music, which was so great fun in that day, as we have the rock and roll today. Eh? Because they were safe. They were in a ship. And man has given the world a sign of their intelligence that this ship could take any waves at all. But while they were in their drunken stew, they headed towards a fog. And one of the captains said, we must check the engines. But the main authority said, give her straight ahead.
Oh, man.
Do you understand? Give her straight ahead. Praise the Lord. You know that planes and ship and other things, you can give it what? Into, you can put it into the pilot room. Then you find some place to sit and rest. Put it on what? Pilot mode. So it goes by itself. Amen. So the other captain, who is the, he said, oh, yes, give her straight ahead. Amen. Just tune it straight ahead and just relax. Let's enjoy. We are safe.
Amen. Bye.
While she was plunging in the fog, like the master of the situation, the ship just running through the fog, like the master of the situation, then all of a sudden, she struck an ice gouge. Ice gouge. Amen. And down beneath the water, she went. Get it? And then a poet wrote a song. He said, God with his mighty hand shows this world that it cannot stand.
Amen. Amen.
See, the great achievement went down the bottom of the sea, and 100 times 100 people, drunken people, they just lost their lives.
Wow.
Because it just won't work.
Amen.
Amen. It just won't work. Then the prophet brought Nimrod. It was Nimrod one day who said that he will build a tower that will bring his people. See, he could show what he could achieve by his intelligence. So he was to build a tower that will go beyond the clouds. That if the wrath of God came, oh hallelujah, he could outsmart God.
Wow.
Prophet is giving the reason. He built that tower because they knew of the wrath of the flood. See? And the people of our world. Babel. See, they went after the flood. The Bible says the earth increased with what? People. And now God wanted them to scatter. Amen. Build what? A tower to reach what? To reach God. So that when the wrath of God comes, they will admit what? God. Huh? When the flood comes, it will be beneath and they will be up there. Oh, praise the Lord. They will be up there even if flood comes. It will not want to reach away the air. Oh, my. With his scientific research, he could place the rocks and the stones in such a way that he could take the people to safety. He believed taking the rocks and stones, putting them together, building what? A tall tower. He could what? Bring the people to safety by his intelligence. But it was brought to naught. By what?
By just a confusion of what? Language.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, God, he is God.
Amen.
That's what he said. It just won't work. You want to outsmart God? He said, just a confusion of tongue. That was all. Amen.
Amen.
They all spoke one language at that time. All of them spoke one language. Then just one morning, when I tell Brother George, good morning. Huh? George cannot understand me. Praise the Lord. Then he also says something. Buongiorno. Say, what do you mean? I said, good morning, who's this? The Buongiorno. What's the meaning? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And so maybe I reach a place I saw barely. I said, good morning. And he also said, good morning, brother, let's go. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, I've got somebody who speaks like me. Amen. So that was it. Confusion. And so the prophet said, even they could not continue with what? The tower. The tower that was what? To bring the people to safety. My brother, my sister, there is only one refuge.
Amen.
There is only one tower.
Amen.
That is the name of God.
Amen.
The name is the Lord.
Amen.
The name of the Lord is the mighty tower.
Amen.
Oh, that is where we run to.
Amen.
And we are saved.
Amen.
Man, your power will not do anything.
Mm.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
There is only one power. That's the name of God. And we run into it. That's the only place of safety. Praise God.
Mm.
So the prophet, in the message book, letting off the pressure, preaching Green Lake in Iron Institute. He said it there. He said, the Lord is the mighty tower.
Amen.
And we believe it, and we are safe in God's pavilion.
Amen.
He said, when we do that, if you will do that this morning, if you will do that, take his name as your mighty tower. He said, you know then that you have passed from death to life.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You take that name this morning. Then, my brother, be assured. This is where the assurance is. This is the true assurance that you have passed from death unto what? Into life.
Amen.
And then he said, when you look back, where once you disbelieved, see? You see all the creeds and all those things that you believed in. My brother, when you are in a safe place and you look back, even right now, when we look back at where we came from, praise the Lord, we see how miserable we were before knowing this message.
Amen.
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 When you look back, you see the mud you were in.
Amen.
But that's why we must always. I couldn't hear my sister's testimony very well. Praise the Lord. But we thank the Lord for the testimony.
Amen.
Let us always seek the face of the Lord.
Amen.
Let the Lord be our tower. That name. Amen. There is no other name.
Amen.
There's no way you can be saved. Nowhere.
Amen.
The world can never give you any safety.
Amen. Yes, sir.
They build a ship, it couldn't work. They build a tower, it couldn't work.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Then the prophet said, speak to the rock. In the message book, speak to the rock. And it shall give forth its water. Preaching 1960. He said, in this great day of education, this great day of science, what does it mean to God? What does it mean to God? Why the science one time built a big tower and was going to reach all the way into heaven, and God just sat there and laughed at their ignorance. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So God just sat down and laughed at their what? At their ignorance. My brethren. And the thing he did, he said he sent just a little tongue movement. I'm quoting from another scripture, another messenger. Amen. He said, oh, God can just do what he wants to. Then the prophet asked, can't he?
Amen.
God can do anything that he wants to. And the prophet asked, can't he? Oh, yes, he can.
Amen.
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 He said, oh, yes, God. He is God.
Amen.
He is God forevermore. Amen. Certainly, he is God.
Amen.
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 Oh, I said, he said, now, you see yourself. Now you are in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the place.
Amen.
You are in the Bible.
Thank you, Lord.
Not in scientific books.
Mm.
But you are in the Bible.
Amen.
Amen. Brethren, it's true. I'm not encouraging all those doing researches and all these science and everything. Amen. Not that we are discouraging you. Because, you know, we read those books. Huh? Because we are in a Pharaoh's world.
Amen.
And we need to find what? Some necessities as we journey through, as we transit through this place.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
And to get those necessities, Pharaoh says, unless you bring certificate.
President brings certificate before. Before you can get something to buy those necessities as you are what? Transiting here. Amen. So that's why we do what? We learn science and all those things. That's all about it.
Amen.
Amen. But when it comes to life,
amen.
Amen. Oh, we turn to the book of life.
Amen.
Amen. You don't allow the science book to be what your life. Praise God.
Amen.
Because all those things you are reading next 5 years, it will change.
Amen.
So when you stand,
Jesus,
oh my.
Amen.
So we read them just because Pharaoh says, we read science books, economics. Maybe I'm talking about only science, so those who read in economics, they feel that it's okay. It's all economics, sociology, physiology, and all the logics. Amen. They all change all the time. There'll be new authors all the time. Praise God. But one altar.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
One altar. Praise God. Now let's look at the third scientist. Nebuchadnezzar. The prophet said, Nebuchadnezzar, who built the walls of Babylon and then bragged about it. So great it was that 6 heads of horses and chariots could race round the wall. Praise God. 6 horses. Chariots on what? Just the wall. Eh? How wide it is. At the top, they can just what? Race on it. A mighty wall. Praise God. According to man's wall, man's idea is what? A mighty wall. Eh? Praise God. Ah, but we know. No wall can stand against the children of God.
Amen.
Amen. We know what happened in Jericho.
Amen.
Oh, Nebuchadnezzar should have taken what? Should have taken a cue from that. We knew what happened in Jericho. Praise the Lord. Mighty wall also. And what happened? Just the children of God going around it. One day, they come and rest. Second day, they come and rest. Till the seventh day, they went 7 times, and then they shouted.
Hey.
A shout.
Amen.
A shout.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
They blew the trumpet, and the shout followed. Amen.
Amen.
The whole walls crumbled down. Amen.
Amen.
And it had left a very small house at the corner.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Something was going on in that house. That's why the effect of the destruction never touched that house. You know that house already. You know it. Amen.
Amen.
The messengers told Rahab, as many you will bring under that house, the blood of Jesus is all covering them.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
As many will come under, their blood will be upon us if something touched them. That's what the messenger said. Amen. But if we are out, then we have no word. If something happens to you, you don't have word. Your blood is not upon us. And as many, and I could see Rahab bringing in, come to my house. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
We are not doing it. Let's not bring him Rahab here. Let's come to him. Amen. Because it's another thing. Amen. So, he said, what they did, his gates, the gates of this wall, his gates were so big until men sweated their life pounding brass into the gates. They were pounding brass into the gates. Till it weighed hundreds of tons. Oh, great city. They taken what? Said it takes what? A company of men to swing the door open. Amen.
company of men to swing the door open. So immediately I went back to what?
I Googled, what is a company of men? Amen.
It's a military unit. When you say company, because I've heard it before, that military unit, a company of men, is a military unit that says not less is from 80 to what? 250 men. A company of men in military unit is 80 to what? 250 men. So to swing the door of this city, this wall, open, it needs not less than 80 people.
Praise the Lord.
So no one could touch Nebuchadnezzar that one night in a drunken stew in that sword, in that city. We all know that was during the time of his son Belshazzar, when he regardlessly and recklessly went in for what? The golden cups and the silver cups that his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken away from what? The temple in Jerusalem. That was what Belshazzar was using with his wives and concubines and princes and all those of things for a party. Hey! God's cup! Amen! And we all know. The prophet said, oh, how man has tried to carry man to safety, to push himself to safety by his own sign and achievement. See? There must be some reason. And so what happened to Belshazzar? He said, just a handwriting on the wall. That was the name of that empire. Just a handwriting on the wall.
Amen.
So the prophet said that you could see that there is something in a man that is always looking for a sign, that's looking for a place of what? Safety. Amen.
Amen.
And we have been hearing all this about some time ago, that when there is a desire in your heart, genuine desire, amen, when the deep calleth, amen, there must be a deed to respond.
Amen.
And so man was desiring safety. Man was desiring a sign. Amen.
Amen.
And so, oh hallelujah, he said, the prophet, there's some reason. See, for it, something within man that would call for a sign from somewhere that he could be safe. Amen. Something. And so what happened? God, the prophet said, God gave, responded to that word, that deep that was in the man, looking for what? Looking for safety. Praise God. Brethren, let's look at our age. The prophet said something here, I'm going to read it before we continue here. Look. We are living in a time that he said it was like the days of Noah. And it was like the days of what? Sodom and Gomorrah, the days of Lot. Isn't it? Amen. Brethren, the thing is, the prophet was talking up here about what? Coming out. That's good. Amen. But when you come out in this age, when you come out, that is not the end. You must enter in.
Amen.
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 Because this now, this year age, compared to what? Noah's day and Lot's day. Amen.
Amen.
Lot's day, they came out, and then Noah's day, they went in.
Amen.
And these two times that is gone, all is for this the time that we are living in.
Amen.
So our own is not just coming out. Amen.
Amen.
But you come out and you go in. You get it. Lot came out, Noah went in.
Amen.
So these two stands for this our age.
Amen.
Let us not be like Lot's wife.
Amen.
Remember Lot's wife?
Amen.
She came out.
But she could, she didn't want to enter. Praise the Lord.
And here's what the prophet was saying, something here. I want to read it, and we'll get what? The understanding. He said, Noah went into the ark for safety. Amen?
Amen.
Lot came out of Sodom. One came out, the other went in. He said, what is the type of? He said, one is conglomerated, as when it is merged together, is the type of the church coming out of the world for safety and going into the ark of Christ to glory.
Amen.
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 As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man will be revealed. And as it was in the days of Lot, praise the Lord. So these two ages is all for this time that we are living in. It's for the church. And it was what? A going out and entering in. So we need to come out and then go in. When you come out, maybe many of us, probably we have come out from the world, yes, that's why we are seated here this morning. Praise God. But that is not enough.
Amen.
Amen.
That is not the end of it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. For this age, you need to enter in again.
Amen.
You come out and you enter.
Amen.
Noah is the Lord's day. It's for for the church in this age. Praise God. So, remember Lot's wife. So when the deep and man was calling for a sign for safety, God said, the prophet said, then God spoke up.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. Said, then God spoke up. God responded. Amen. The prophet said, in expectation, he said, if there is a desire in a human's heart for more of God,
amen,
there's got to be a more of God somewhere to respond,
amen,
to that deep calling to the deep.
Amen.
So then God spoke up. Because man is trying to do something by his own achievement, by his own intelligence, by his own research, as a sign of safety. Amen.
Amen.
And he's telling all the time. And God sees the desire in the heart of man. And so, God responded. Amen. And so that's what we read. And God said, I will give them an everlasting sign. I'll give them an everlasting sign. I'll give the church an everlasting sign. Amen. It wouldn't be a great wall. It won't be a tower. Oh, hallelujah. But it will be what? A virgin shall conceive.
Amen.
And bear a son. And his name will be called Emmanuel.
Amen.
As the only place, a sign, the only place of safety. I will respond to the desires of men and give them what a sign. And give them a place of safety.
Amen.
Praise God. He said, that will be God's eternal sign. He said, how simple, how little. See how God works. Amen. And the prophet said, do you understand that it's the little things that you pass over and omit that means so much to God? The little things we pass over, we overlook, they mean so much to God. Amen. Said, can the church conceive that this morning? Amen. Can the church conceive that this morning?
One of these days I'll begin to look through all the message and look for all the little things that the prophet had wrote. It's time to say so that we know those little things. Mm. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
So that we what? We stand by them. See. Little things that you pass over. That means so much. You know that means so much to God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
There has been, I've been also. I have to confess, I've been also part of it. I've done it before. Hmm? There have been announcements all the time that this place must be left what? As what? As quiet as possible. We should observe this place with all the what? Reverence as possible.
Amen.
Amen. When we close, just get out there and then begin to do your shopping. You don't do it right now. Mm-hmm. It has been announced several times. I've committed it to myself. So then we close, you see me also here talking there. Later I remember the minister himself, even he also is there talking. Praise the Lord. Brethren, these are what some of the little things you overlook. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And I believe one of these days the deacons are going to what? Show us the way, even how to fire out from this room. Amen. How to fire out. Not one jump here and one kick here and everybody mixing here and then. No, sir. Praise the Lord. When I went to Romania, I loved it. Praise God. When you travel, you see something, you also come. You show me. You know, after the minister has gone from the pulpit, the deacon will come. And he won't talk. He just come and fold his arm like this.
Amen.
Amen.
Then you will look here.
And then you see them filing out. So this will finish.
Then you look here. That will be sweet. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Begin to file out.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Then. Oh, hallelujah!
Amen.
So, praise God!
See, maybe let's do things.
Amen.
Stop pushing one another.
Oh, hallelujah!
Then after we've gone out there, oh brother, how was your week? How was this? Amen. Then we get drunk, laugh over there. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You see that no one is here. If you want to stay and still continue in prayer, that's good. When it reaches your turn, you just bow down your head and you're still there. The next person will go by you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Can we start it today?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we'll call our military man, Radin. Amen. He's really tall and when you see him, you will begin to worry. You stand here. And then you look at your face.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
How many you love it?
Amen.
Little things that you overlook.
Amen. They mean something really before the Lord. Amen.
I will give you eternal sign. A virgin shall conceive and bear a baby. Then the prophet said, why? Why a baby? Why should it be a baby? Why should it be a baby? Oh, yes. The Creator himself must come and live in his creation to be a sign to a man. Why should it be a baby? He could have come in what? Like a king. But why, baby?
My brother, God knows man has a lot of excuses.
He could have come as an angel. But what? He came as a baby.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And then grow up. And we are coming on that. The Jehovah himself. Oh my.
Man has excuses.
like him, he's setting an example.
Amen.
So if he doesn't come as a baby and grow up,
he said, ah, but you came as an angel, how can I was born? How can I be like you? Judgment day, ah, man will tell God. Praise the Lord. Say, you came like an angel. Well, me, I was born. Huh? You came as a king. I was born in a village. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. He came as a baby. He said, that is a sign. He said, he couldn't have said, I will build a great ladder. He said, he could have said, I will build a great ladder. Like in Jacob's dream. And then I will ask you to be able to come and come up to me. He could have done that. And then listen to this one. Oh, question. Listen. He said, oh, he could have dropped from the corridors of heaven a string. Eh? And then we will hook ourselves to it. And then he will pull us up. That's what the prophet is saying. Amen. Huh? We will just release some strings down. Amen. Then you hook it. Then he pulls you up. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I don't know where the women will hook their listening anyway. The men have belts, we can hook them. Amen.
But he didn't do that. He said he came so simple. A baby will be born. That will be a sign. Not only will it be a sign, but it will be a super sign.
Amen.
A super sign. A baby. Oh, the intelligence of science will laugh. They will laugh at the face of the thought of it. See, the intelligence of science will do what? They will laugh at such a thing. Truly, when you tell many of these scientists about how Jesus was born, they laugh over it. Amen. But my brother, they don't see how miserable they are. You see, they don't see miserable how they are. That they have been going round and round and round and have never come to what? Any conclusion. Their research going round and round. They have not come to establish one fact. Praise the Lord. Going round and round. And what is that? A death walk. Amen.
Right.
Death walk.
Amen.
Like for the children of Israel, when they were in the wilderness, God made them to go round and round and round. That's what death walk. And he killed all of those people that were what? That provoked him. And you remember what Pastor was saying the other day also, Samson, when he had what? Let down the bar. And the seven locks have been what? Shaved away. Amen. He became like any ordinary man. Praise the Lord. The difference between Samson and any other man was what? The lock that was behind him. Amen. But when that lock was taken away, he became what? Like any ordinary man. The difference of Israel to other nations was what? God in your midst.
Amen.
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 The difference between you and the world is because of this message.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Death walk. They will laugh about it. But you see, they are going round and round and round. That's what? Death walk. And then the prophet said, God in heaven living with his people is the super sign. God in heaven living with his people is what? Is the super sign. He said, it will be not a sign for that day only. See. But for this day also. And for all days.
Amen.
Same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, praise the Lord.
That's
right. That sign. Amen. It will be the same. Praise God.
Amen.
That's salvation, he said. God lives in his people. Emmanuel, God with us. This is the super sign.
He's the eternal sign, everlasting sign that God gave unto his people. He said, now, again, he said, he came, we are now coming to what? Something that needs to humble us. Praise the Lord. All these things is what? Telling us to humble ourselves. Because we are God himself, the creator himself. Praise the Lord. Came as what? A baby. And then here the prophet said, he became dust. Dust. Why did he become dust? The very dust of his own creation. The creator became that dust of his creation. You know that we come from the dust? So he also came. Like what? He said, he became what? Dust. And then he said, man trying to do big, big things. But God gave a sign. Amen.
Amen.
It was a little thing. Man tries to deal with what? Big affairs. God deals with what? Small affairs. Man tries to say, because everyone goes this way, let us do it the same way as Hollywood. Huh? That always, man is looking at what? Something, and then he begins to what? Do it the way how the thing is going. Praise the Lord. God wants the minority. Amen. He wants to omit all the big things and receive the little ones.
Amen.
What is he talking about? He's talking about what? Humility.
Amen.
Let's humble ourselves, brethren.
Amen.
If you have time, read and read and read again 1 Corinthians 1, 18-31. I wanted to read it, but what? Because of time. Amen. Or do you want us to read it?
Amen.
1 Corinthians, let's turn to that place, right, brother? We see what God actually is looking or expecting from you and me. And who, how God stands. It's a common scripture we all know all the time. We've been reading all the time. Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians 1, 18. Now listen. He said, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness.
Mm.
But unto which are saved, it is the power of God.
Amen.
And we know that there's no people here that always look onto what? Look onto the sky and looking for sitting there. You understand? We all look into the name. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. You understand? You see it? What God is going to do. And he's doing it. He said, where is the wise? Where is the scribe? All those artists and all those writing all these books and books. Where are they? Where is Shakespeare? Where is Plato? Where is Socrates? What are your books? When I was in college, Shakespeare's book was what? The top of all. Amen. And I can read, from now to today, I can read because we organize a drama. I acted as Macantuni. I can give the whole of Macantuni today. It has come here. Oh, friends, Roman, countrymen, lend me your ears. I come to bury Caesar, not to praise him, but no. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. So, where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Amen. Those who dispute, what are they? Have not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir. For the Jews require a sign, see? And the Greeks seek after what? Wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified.
Amen.
Unto the Jews, it is what? A stumbling block.
Right.
Amen.
Both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Amen.
Amen.
Because the foolishness of God is wiser than man, and the weakness of God is stronger than man.
Amen.
But we'll see your calling.
Oh, hallelujah.
You see your calling. Praise the Lord. Brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. Amen.
Amen.
Some churches will say, our church, the mayor of the city only comes to the church. Oh, no. The mayor of the city only comes to our church. And so, what does it mean?
Amen. It's Christ in the midst of the people.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, not the mayor. Amen.
Amen.
He said, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Oh, we are those people. God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. See, the base things. The base things of the world. The things which are despised. Have God chosen, yea, the things which are not, to bring to naught the things that are. Oh, yes, sir. That no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom. See? Our wisdom is what? It's Christ.
Amen.
Amen. And righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
The prophet said he could have come the other way. He could have come the other way. He could have come the other way. He could have come like a king, that he chose to come this way to give a sign, the super sign. A virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they will call him what? Emmanuel. Now, what was it for? What reason? Why didn't he choose to become an angel? He could have done it. Amen? He could have done it. Why didn't he come as an angel? He could have done it. But what does the scripture say? He said he allowed himself to men even lower than the angels. So that by the grace of God, he can do what? He can suffer death for every man.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Because as it is, as he is, we were what? The penalty over us was death.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And in his form as a spirit, how can he? He needs a kinsman redeemer.
Amen.
Someone who will be like ourselves. So he allowed himself to be made little lower than the angels. That's what the scripture says in Hebrews.
Amen.
Amen. That by the grace of God, he will suffer death for you and me. He will take the sting of what? Of the bee. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So that when the sting, you have read it already, when the sting entered into Jesus Christ, amen, the bee had no more teeth to bite again. That's why the scripture says, oh death, where is your sting?
Amen.
No more teeth to sting.
Man.
He made that way. See, it's something to humble us.
Yes.
This is what something to humble us. He could have come as a matured man. He could have come with a full salute from heaven. Oh, yes, sir. Full salute. And the angels and all the beings of heaven will lay down the corridors of heaven with the word, the golden ladder with what? With the salute. He could have come that way. He could have what? Climbed down with an angel. Angel band. He could have done it. But he said, I will give you a sign. A super sign.
Amen.
Everlasting sign.
a virgin shall conceive.
Amen.
Amen.
And he said, when he had selected a place that a child should be born,
if you look at the place, oh brother,
look at the place he selected. When you look even at the town, the city, I won't call it even a city, Bethlehem. The prophet said, when Joshua was what distributing the inheritance, and they called off all the cities of Judah, Bethlehem was not mentioned, because Bethlehem was just a small city. It is in the Bible. Praise God. Bethlehem was not mentioned. You see it. But that was the place God chose to be born. Amen. And God is a purpose for it. And now in Bethlehem, it wasn't the king's palace. It wasn't the rich man's, the richest man's home. But look at the world.
He was born. Praise God.
Would it humble you? And accept him as your savior? Will you run to that name?
Amen.
That humbled himself. Amen.
Amen.
That made himself of no reputation, but took upon himself the form of a servant, and brought himself into the same likeness of you and me. Will you humble yourself? Will you be obedient to him?
Amen.
Will you serve him from now going?
Amen.
If you come out, will you enter in now? Amen. If you come out, will you enter in now? Enter in, my brother. Enter in, my sister. So I'll give you a sign. Amen. The sign was told to the shepherds. Look, when even he was born, where was the first message that went? The message first went to his people. Look at the people who received the message of his birth. Shepherds. Amen.
Amen.
Shepherds. The most humble people. Praise God. The people that care. Amen.
Amen.
That will sit by their sheep all the time. Praise the Lord. In the cold, in the rain. Even out of 100, when one is lost, he will keep, he will put the 99 safe. And begin to look for what? Look for that one. My brother, my sister, that's the way how we must live amongst ourselves. Praise God. That my brother's life concerns me. My sister's life is on my heart. I carry my brother's need on my knees. My sister's need on my knees. We become what? One another's what? One another's watch. Aim. Serving one another. Because the message has taken us back to what? What they did in the days of the apostles.
Amen.
Amen. They shared things together. They lived together. He said they were in one accord.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's break every veil of division here in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And move together as one body in Christ Jesus. If I am the hand, you are the head. Without you, you are the eye. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
And so it takes all together for what? For the body to move.
Amen.
Without you, I'm nothing, my brother, my sister.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Without you, we have come here and then empty chairs and begin to just preach. Oh, praise the Lord. Anybody sees me and says, something probably is going wrong in that man. You find him in a stable, wrapped in what? A swaddling cloth. That's the super sign. Trying to bring us what? To humble us. Born over what? A manure pile. Man. Born
of the band. Not even close to put on him. Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God with us. Not even close. A plant does things. Look at that. But there is no other safety. There's no other sign. Amen. The devil wants to make things big and bright. That's what the devil does. Let us not be deceived. The devil does things what? Great and big and bright. Oh, yes. I've never been to that place, but I've seen pictures of it. Las Vegas and Los Angeles. Hi. Amen. Oh, you look at some of the Chinese cities. Very, very bright. Colors and all these things. Same all over everyone. Praise God.
God keeps things humble. Listen to what the prophet is saying. God keeps things humble.
Amen.
And he's a superstar.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't think we can be able to finish. Let's see what the Lord will do. Then, apart from the super sign, the book, the message book super sign, let me jump and read something little from what the Spanian church did. What he said about Jehovah. Amen. He said, all these things, it becomes of a stumbling block to men. So how can this man be the Savior? But we know he is what? He is the master of everything.
Amen.
Amen. We believe, yes, he walked on 2 feet on this earth here. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He healed the sick. All manner of sickness, he healed them. Amen.
Amen.
The storms, the billows, the winds do obey him. Peace is still. Even those who are dead. Lazarus, come forth.
Amen.
Oh, what man of man is this? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
What man of man is this? He said, oh, how striking it is. I want to read this one for you. He said, how striking it is. Jehovah born crying over a manure pile. Jehovah born in a manger of straw. Said, there is your everlasting sign. To the proud, this is your word, everlasting sign. Pass your people, this is your word, everlasting sign. Oh, those who evolve around what theology and deny the truth of God, this is your sign, the super sign. Jehovah God, crying baby in a stinking bed. Then we think we have the right to be proud, holding up our noses, criticizing, and acting as though we are somebody. Here is your real sign.
Amen.
This is the right sign.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Jehovah praying as a boy. Jehovah working in a carpenter's shop. Jehovah washing the feet of fishermen.
Amen.
Oh, man. I will give you a sign. And not a sign of a white colored what? Priesthood. Amen. Huh? Not a sign of what? A colored. Colored. This color. Huh? Priesthood. No, sir. Amen.
Amen.
We have a priesthood. The priesthood of Melchizedek. Amen. Who has no beginning, no father,
Amen.
No mother. Amen. No ending.
Amen.
That's the honor of priesthood we are holding on to. No more. The order of what? Aaron's priesthood is changed. Because the blood of bulls and goats could not what? Could not save us. But the blood Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Cleanses all sins. Cleanses all repent. And make us new. As no been buried in the likeness of his death. Amen. Easter is about to come. Let's be prayerful and enter the week of Easter. Amen. If only we will be in the likeness of his death, be buried. Amen. So we also, the same way, we will be in the resurrection. In the likeness of his resurrection. Amen. Praise God. And then you see that all the old nature is crucified. Crucify the old nature.
Amen.
It will not do you anything. It will take you to death. The natural death. But we are talking about spiritual death. Amen. Not a sign of the white collared priesthood. Not a sign of wealth and power. It's not money. Amen.
Amen.
There's nothing in this sign that you will want. Think. Amen. But it is what? The everlasting sign. It is the greatest sign. How many love
him? Amen.
I couldn't finish. But my brother, this morning, the Lord has spoken to us all. Let's look at that super sign. Praise God.
Amen.
Humble ourselves. As the musicians come, brethren, let's surrender to his name. Because there's no other safety anywhere.
Amen.
There's no other sheep anywhere. There's no other tower anywhere. Amen. Except the name of Jesus Christ. The name of the Lord. Which is our tower. And we will run into it.
Amen.
And we believe that we are safe from all alarms. How many now shall we
say?
Somewhere over me this morning, Lord Jesus. I seek you, God. Oh, Lord. As you pray, remember your children also. Pray for your children. Pray for the children. God, the way how the world is going. Yes, let them go to school. But that word is being taught over there. They will not see it as life. Because there is no life in it. Lord, commit the children to you. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Father, I surrender.
Our souls, for Lord Father, we are made in a way that Lord the soul, Father, is so dependent on Lord Father, the Word of God, the Word is a pure Word, and we've come, Father, we've fed upon it, Lord.
Yes.
Father, we could feed from home, but it would be contrary to your scripture.
Yes.
For Lord Father, Paul said, forsaking not the assembling of one another together, Lord God, even Lord Savior, as we see that day approaching, oh God.
Mm-hmm.
Father, let us not, Lord Savior, be despondent, Lord, but let us be, Lord Savior, a people that would be responsive to your word.
Lord,
we'd be responsible, Father, stewards, Lord, as you have called us, Lord.
Amen.
Father, the promises are unto us, oh God.
Amen.
And we would desire to live, Lord Father, a life, Lord Savior, even as we sang, Lord, as Lord Savior, summary of the service, Lord.
Yes.
Father, we'd want to be like Jesus, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we would want to, Lord Savior, always, Lord, Father, oh God, put thee first amidst all our situations.
Yes.
Father, we won't want to, Lord Savior, pick up our Bibles only when we come to church.
Mm.
Oh Lord, Father, only hear about God when we come to church.
Mm.
But Lord, we would want, Lord Savior, always, wherever
yes.
we are, Lord Father, deep amidst our hearts, Lord, in our thoughts, in our dreams, Lord Savior, wherever we are. Lord Savior, like even our sister testified this morning, Lord, Father, because she has, Lord Savior, Christ always before her. Lord,
oh,
and in
yes,
a crisis,
Lord,
the first thing, Lord, that clicks in, Lord, is the soul. Father, oh God, Lord Savior, seeing a need and how she testified to that woman.
Oh,
Lord,
yes,
we pray
amen.
That even that she done, Lord Savior, she would use that, Lord, like David, Lord Father. Oh God, before, Lord Savior, Goliath, he had, Lord, his stepping stone.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, he had the small fights before the big fights.
Oh,
and we believe our sister as well, that testimony, Lord, would, Lord Savior, be a testimony, Father, amidst us, oh God.
Yes,
Father, she took what she heard, Lord Savior, and she applied it to her life, Lord Savior, and all went well with the college, Lord Savior God.
Thank
Lord,
you,
let us be a people that would always put God first, Lord.
Amen.
That would always acknowledge thee, oh God.
Yes.
But Lord, we know that, Lord Savior, when we are, Lord Savior, under, Lord Savior, thine wings, Lord, that place, Lord, that secret place, Lord,
yes.
there we are in safety, oh God.
Yes.
Lord, and Lord Savior, even as our brother concluded, Lord, that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, Lord.
Yes.
And we, the righteous, run into, Lord, and we are safe, Lord. Lord Savior God. We have run into Lord Savior, Father, this chosen place of worship,
Amen.
Lord. We have gathered with the brethren, Lord, and we have heard your word
Amen.
For this day. Father, we would desire to do likewise, Lord Savior. Come the next service, Lord, and the next, Lord, Savior God.
Amen.
Bless your servant, Lord. Restore virtue unto him, Lord.
Yes.
Give him strength, Lord, that he be able, Lord Savior, to minister another day, Lord Savior. Father Eli, Lord Savior, bless him, Lord,
Amen.
In the way,
Jesus,
Lord Savior, that he, Lord Father, separated himself for the sake of Lord Savior, the Sunday school lesson,
Amen.
Lord Savior God. Bless everything that has been done
Amen.
Here this day.
Yes,
bless, Lord Savior, your word to our bodies. And Lord Savior, bless our bodies to your service, O God.
Yeah.
Father, we, Lord Savior, Father, continue on, Lord, and search, Lord, Father, of those people that
you desire this word to go to, Lord.
Amen.
Father, and has been said many times, Lord. Lord, Father, for the world that we live in, Lord, the only Bible that they may see is what they read, Lord Savior, in our lives, Lord Savior God. Let us be, Lord Savior, a living Bible, a living testimony, Lord Savior. Let us be the people that will embody Christ, Lord Savior, that wherever we go, Father, an atmosphere would be created, Lord Savior. And Lord Savior, we would, Lord Savior, Father, generate such love, Lord, like you had, Jesus, Lord. Father, and when people, Lord, would come across us, Lord, they desire and would be curious, Lord, and we would point them back to the source of what, Lord Savior, has made us what we are, Lord Savior God.
Yeah.
Father, we look to thee now. You know the needs that your church has. You know, Lord Savior, all, Father, that we would have, we commit unto thee, Lord, even upon this time, Savior. And as we part with us, O God, keep us along the roads, Lord Savior God. Lord, protect us always, Lord Savior, we pray. Bless the pastor, Brother Will, Lord Savior. Bring them home safely, O God. Lord, we believe they too would have a testimony the next time we see them, Lord Savior God. And as our brothers mentioned, Lord, our Easter services, O God, Father, we, Lord Savior, ask your grace that, Lord, you would make that a blessing, Lord Savior God.
Yes,
always, Lord, be in a preparation, Lord.
Amen.
Ready with excitement, Lord Savior, and with expectation to hear from thee, O God.
Amen.
Fight with us now, we pray. Guide us, Lord Savior, we pray. Keep our children always,
yes,
Lord Savior
Lord.
God. We ask now for your grace in the name that's above all names, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Bless you.
It's the one song that I believe you all have read about the Easter week. Have you all had the information that Friday service starts at 5 o'clock? We would like to move out by 8 o'clock now. Then Saturday, Brother Wilbur and some people will go to
Hello.
So the rest, anyone who is not able to go, just remain at home and continue the, in prayer and waiting on the Lord to keep the Easter momentum. And then Sunday, 1 week, we will have two services. And we bring along your snacks, please. When we finish the morning service, stay for the afternoon.
Amen.
So that we all sit at his feet and see what he has for us. Lord, we bless you for the week. Let's see what the Lord has in store for us. Continue to pray for one another. Continue to pray for Pastor. Continue to pray for. Then remember our sister Patience as she's nursing the baby.